What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to end. A privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Brother Jim Hancock, Lord be with you, Brother Jim.
I'm glad to be here. I left Danville at 3:30, had a funeral. I was determined I wanted to hear some preaching. My wife said, I'm going to fix you a little goodie bag. So I said, no, you don't have to worry about it. I figured this out after 4 to 5 years. She's got a whole lot more sense than I do. Yeah. I finally figured it out. So I ate 2 packs of nabs, 3 bananas, a big bowl of cantaloupe, and 3 pieces of chewing gum. So here I am. So to be here from Danville in under 4 hours, I didn't have any trouble. So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see all of you. Excuse my voice, but I do apologize for being late. The Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. There are times in our life where we just get accustomed to things that are really good for us. And we don't realize it from time to time, the goodness of God, and it's kind of a thing that we take for granted. I do.
Sure. Amen.
When I was working in the tire plant, my wife said, how do you stand that smell? I said, what are you smelling? You smell like a tire. Well, I work at Goodyear. But I didn't smell it.
Right.
Because every day I was there. I was in the dentist's office the other day. It's right beside the railroad tracks. I've said before, and it went by. I asked the hygienist, I said, how do y'all stand it? She said, stand what? The train. Oh, I didn't hear it. We're the same way.
Yeah.
So I've got something here, children of God, if you'll give me your attention for a few minutes, that we've heard so much, but it's just as important for us to remember it as the first day that the Apostle Paul penned it down.
Amen.
It'll give us peace, it'll give us joy, it'll give us a reason to get up in the morning. Ephesians chapter 1.
Yeah.
We've heard it preached. And we've heard the Apostle Paul explain to us many things. But this is a thing that will take you to bed at night and you can have peace.
Amen.
And go to sleep. The Apostle Paul will tell us in this the divine purpose of God. He'll tell us many things about God. And he'll tell us about us real quickly. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 1. The church at Ephesus in the book of Revelation had done the thing that I previously said. They left their first love. They took for granted the things of God. Brother Ralph and Brother Robert's already preached on that. The Lord said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Why? We've done a lot of good things. The Lord said, you've left your first love. You've got accustomed to God like He's there for you just anywhere you need Him.
Amen.
That's a dangerous place to be. Apostle Paul says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul will tell us real quickly, this is not about me. This is the will of God.
Amen.
If preachers could realize that, we'd walk a lot softer.
Amen.
We'd speak a lot softer. Is my ministry actually the will of God? Well, if the Lord called you out of this world to preach, it is His will.
Right.
The Apostle Paul is not saying something that just measures for one and not the other.
Right.
Paul said, I'm an apostle. He'll say on many occasions, I don't deserve this. I was contrary to the church. I've done things that I ought not to do. I persecuted the church violently. So I'm an apostle by the will of God. If we could give him thanks, as Brother Roberts already preached, I'm here because of the will of God. Now, the Lord didn't before ordain time everything that I should do, but He does lead me, I hope.
Amen.
I hope that He guides me. I told the Navy officers at the funeral today, may the Lord head you about. May He keep you as you make me safe at night. In other words, what a world would we be in if we forget that the will of God is still evident in His people today, and it's still real.
Right.
Just because we have cast it to the side, it doesn't deter the will of God. It still stands. You know, the people of God we're just people. And the Apostle Paul said, I wasn't just an ordinary person. I'm an apostle by the will of God.
Right.
When I tried to serve the little church at Old Mill, we had three that I was so thankful. Three children that joined the church. One on one weekend and another the next weekend. Humble little children, tears coming down their face. I'm thinking, Lord, what a responsibility I have to walk before these children as their pastor. As we got into the creek, we all went in together, daddies and me, holding their hand, getting to the spot. It dawned on me, Lord, as men have baptized here over 200 years. Is this your will for me? Oh, it shook me up. I may have mentioned the last time, Lord, you've told us on one occasion it's better than a millstone be tied around your neck and cast into the sea to offend one of these little ones.
Right.
Lord, if this is your will that I preach, and pastor, do you know what's not in the qualifications in the book of Ephesians? Preacher. You ever notice that, Brother Stan? Evangelist, pastor, teacher. Preacher's not mentioned. Why is that? Because we are called to care for the people of God and to pastor them and stay with them through thick and thin. And Lord, sometimes we think, Lord, is this your will? Lord, I'll go. I'll go if it's your will. That's the problem. Not with God.
Right.
Lord, I'll finally sit down. Lord, send these young men to preach and I'll just help. But the Apostle Paul said this is his will. And he realized it. And there the battle was. Went to Alabama the other month. Alabama's a long way from everything. You're a long way. Even when you get in Alabama, you're still a long way from the spot you need to get. I may have told this. I don't know when I come up here last, Gary. I'm losing it. GPS went out. My car got backed into. I'm thinking, Lord, if you don't want me to go, please tell me. Had a wonderful trip. They treat you like royalty. I felt so good trying to preach. There's times when I feel like that this is His will for me. And the Apostle Paul will make no mistake about it. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Not by me and him, but by the will of God. To the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. What a way to be greeted. What a way to be greeted. To the saints which are at Ephesus. You know, saints doesn't mean sinless people. We often think it does, don't. Now, the Lord made us saints and we're sinless in that respect. It was a soldier that I preached his funeral today, 93 years old, that was on the ship before they invaded Japan, waiting, and a submarine was stalking them in World War II, and he was a gunner, thinking, Lord, I'll never get out of this. He was a saint of God. And the Lord preserved him all of these years, and he never forgot. Psalm 46, God is our refuge. He's a very present help in time of need. Amen. This was designed, do you know, that the grace and the mercy and the teachings of our Lord that we can understand and we take for granted, the world cannot see. The Apostle Paul said to the saints out of Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He didn't say sinless. Nope. Ain't none of those left. That one went on back to his father.
Yeah.
We're all sinners. But if our intention is to be faithful, the Lord's pleased with that. Have we heard this too much? You know, our children haven't heard this like we think we have. We have a group at Old Mill that's the younger, that I'm so thankful, the young parents. Little Jake that I thought, just how much is he listening? You ought to hear him pray. He's 8 or 9 years old. He's a saint. Because this is about God. This is not about us. And all to be numbered in that. The Apostle Paul says, grace be to you. Do you know what that is? The unmerited favor of God be to you. In other words, God will shower us down a blessing that you can't merit. You can't buy it. But He gives it because He loves us.
Right.
Now, God is a God of wrath. But He's not a God that stands up there with a handful of lightning bolts just ready to strike us down. No, He loves us. He so loved us. But He'd done something I surely wouldn't done. Gave His only begotten Son.
Amen.
Grace be to you. The unmerited favor of God.
Amen.
He'll tell us in that second chapter that that's how we're saved. All the same. Grace. Job knew about grace. Mm-hmm. Job knew about the Holy Spirit. Job knew about the resurrection day. Job references it to the flood of Noah. Job had a lot of wisdom. How did he know this? You certainly can't find a man. The only men you find coming to Job is his good old friends.
Yeah.
Lord, I've got enough of them. You need any, I'll send some your way.
Miserable.
Grace is to all of us. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Mercy. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis chapter 1. The mercy of God. The creation of God. Didn't have to happen. He loves us and cares
Amen.
For His people.
Amen.
He loves His children in a special way. He touches our heart. He doesn't ask you, do you want me? He touches our heart. That's grace and unmerited favor of God. He has mercy on us when we don't deserve it. That's grace and mercy. The Apostle Paul would tell us, this is not about me, this is the will of God.
Amen.
Grace and mercy. And peace from God our Father.
Amen.
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
a peace that passeth all understanding. Good people today are so far from where we once was about the things of God. I'm not talking about church going, folks. I'm talking about families you meet at funerals and occasions. It's almost like when Ralph and Timothy used to talk about machinist work. You know, they have a language all their own. I'm sitting there like this. Okay? Millimeter this, thousands that, all of these machines. That's the way the people of, I'm talking about good, decent people of God. That's the way they look at you when you try to come there to help. And you try to explain that grace is a miracle of God. That the God of heaven, the same one that created all that we see and hear, would give you a blessing without your merit.
Amen.
And oh, we've heard it so much that it's time to go to sleep when we hear Romans chapter 8 and Ephesians chapter 1. That's all y'all have got. No, we didn't just start it. Job even had it.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, study the 42 chapters of Job. You're going to be surprised what Job knew. Oh, yes, you will. Job knew about a Redeemer. Not one that came here and offered you salvation. He says he's mine and he redeemed me.
Right.
That's interesting. Amen. How did you know that? I know my Redeemer liveth. That's what Paul is saying. He's mine. I know my Redeemer liveth. That means to buy back with payment. I'll repeat. I'm old. I'm on Social Security. Thank the Lord. But I'm going to repeat. You can't go to the pawn shop and redeem something without payment. And unless you've got enough payment, you cannot get your motorcycle, your shotgun. You cannot get it back unless you pay the redeemed price.
Right.
Job knew that this Jesus, I know my Redeemer liveth, and in the latter days shall stand upon the earth, and I'm going to see him for myself and not another.
Right.
How did he know this? Grace and mercy from a holy God.
Amen.
That's what Paul is telling us. Oh, yeah, Job, he was a family man. Job said, I'm going to pray for my children just in case they sacrifice something wrong. Very interesting. I know my Redeemer lives. Apostle Paul says, refrain from the appearance of evil. Well, you know what Job did? He eschews evil. God said he eschews evil. That means he deliberately stays away from it. How did you know this, Job? Scholars and theologians have said that Job, the book of Job, is maybe the oldest writing in the Bible. I wouldn't argue. I don't know. We'd just be on all day arguing about how hot the furnace was. All I know is it burnt the soldiers up. We don't have to know how hot. Job loved the Lord. And you probably didn't understand. Well, in the 42nd chapter, he does say, I've heard thee with the hearing of the ear.
I see.
But now I see. Who told Job this?
Yeah.
Well, the Apostle Paul said, and that's something so wonderful. Grace be to you.
Right.
We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what we may face. Grace be to you.
Amen.
And see, we're favored because we have a somewhat of an understanding of what this is.
That's right.
A lot of folks have that, what are you talking about, look. Probably better than Probably better than I've ever been, which wouldn't take much. Peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that excites me. God is my, I will, listen, Lord have mercy. At this moment, children of God, I feel like that He's my Father.
Amen.
That's I don't always feel like this.
No.
Rushing up 81 and 64 and all up 29. But I'm telling you right now, children of God, to be in this place, I feel like the God of heaven, if I was the only human on earth, He'd be the same Father as He is to me now.
Amen.
And the blessings that He has for me, He's got enough for all of His children.
Amen. Everyone.
Even the natural wicked people are blessed by God.
Amen. It's true.
Blessed in the third verse, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. Oh, this is real personal. According to the good pleasure of His will.
Amen.
To the praise of the glory of His grace.
Amen.
Wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved.
Amen.
Oh, what wonderful words here.
Right.
In whom we have redemption through His blood. There's that word redeemed.
There you go.
How was our sin debt paid?
Through His blood.
Well, we've heard that 1,000 times. We need to act like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm the worst. I told them folks, I told Brother Luke down in Atlanta, Alabama, I said, didn't you tell these folks that I'm just ordinary Jamie? You treat me like somebody that I'm not. I said, y'all was so good to me. I told them you was just Jamie, what you told me. The Lord makes us sit in the heavenly places. He's our Father, and He showers grace and mercy and peace down upon us. Oh, what a great God that we have the privilege to know. And then we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. My little granddaughter, she is. If that ain't the sweetest child I've ever seen in my life, I don't know what is. Not even 2 years old. And let's say the blessing, Claire. Grace, mercy, peace. Papa, she'll say. Papa. She calls on me like, if Papa can just get there, my situation's going to be all right. The Apostle Paul is telling us some wonderful news here. Grace and mercy is ours to be had. The knowledge of it, we have it whether we realize it or not.
Amen.
We have redemption through His blood, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Here it comes. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him.
Amen.
I realize I've read a lot. I just wanted to leave this. This is some good stuff to sleep on. Sometimes I just need some good stuff to sleep on. In whom also verse 11, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of His will, who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory,
Amen.
Who first trusted in Christ. I act like I don't know what to do. I do know what to do. I can praise Him in my talk. I can praise Him in my walk.
Amen.
I can say, Lord, help me to do better tomorrow. You know, Brother Robert, one of them spoke about the sun coming up. That's an opportunity for us to do better tomorrow than we did today.
Right.
To praise and glory Him. Yeah.
Amen.
The train's still on the track. How do y'all stand this? How do y'all clean teeth? Doctor, how do you feel teeth with that noise? We don't hear it.
I know.
Oh, but it's still true, ain't it?
It is true.
If you jumped on that train track,
you'd
know it. Oh, that was there. I didn't see it.
Absolutely.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also that you believe, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Right.
That doesn't mean hear, believe, and go to heaven. That means you have a sense of peace about you when the Lord touches your heart and you realize, Lord, are you talking to me?
Amen.
You're sealed. It's like after that point, Lord, I still got battles to fight. I still got a ways to go. But it's like you seal with something that you didn't have before.
Right.
Which is our earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, in the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. You know what? We need to get off this waste book, which I'm not on it. And it's a good thing, please. I know it's a good thing. We could use some of that time praying and giving thanks to God for one another than looking at each other's business. I've said it, I ain't taking it back. The Apostle Paul tells us here that I cease not to give thanks and making mention of you in my prayers. Oh, Happy Creek Church. Thank you for all your kindness. Thank you for your... You know, it's been almost 15 to 16 years. Paul said, I make mention
of you in my prayers.
Making mention of you in my prayers. Lord bless them. Lord bless the preachers. Lord bless the members. Lord bless the parents. Bless the fathers. Lord bless the mothers. Lord help us. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. You mean the Father of glory is my Father? May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of Him. Well, as I read through this, I'm thinking about Brother Stan. If Brother Stan was up here, he could get into this and Lord have mercy. I've heard it. But that's not my intention. And I know I'm taking way too much time now. I've got to get to the end of it. That your eyes... Your understanding being enlightened.
Yeah.
Oh, don't I need some enlightening?
No.
Lord, you mean I've got some understanding?
No.
Lord, I hope I've got some understanding. Paul says that they need enlightened. Why?
Yeah.
I've got this figured out. That you may know what is the hope of His calling.
Amen.
What is the hope of your calling?
Hmm.
What is the hope of His calling?
Right.
I tell these young parents, The Lord didn't give you that child just to give it to you. Your purpose in life is to care and love for that child until you take your last breath. It never stops. That's your calling as a mama and a daddy. And it gets tough, don't it? Sure it does. But would you be anything else? I wouldn't. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe.
Amen.
According to the working of His mighty power. Oh, it's a whole lot of power in believing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of peace in believing. Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. Have we forgotten that? This world has blasted us with so much information and so much this and that. Have we forgotten that there was a man that walked upon this earth? His daddy was a carpenter. His mama was a virgin. And he was, the Lord raised him from the dead. That train is still on the track.
Amen.
Still at Goodyear. Take them shoes off before you come in this house and leave your clothes on the porch. Why? You stink. You smell like rubber. I didn't smell it. Because for 30 years, that's what I did. Jesus was raised from the dead, and we're going to be raised from the dead.
Amen. Lord, let me hear
with
that.
Peace and joy.
Amen.
We're going to know Him as He is and be satisfied.
Amen.
Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filled all in all.
Amen.
You mean this church is His body? Oh, you mean the building? No, I mean you.
Amen.
We are His body. Put all things on His feet and gave the head over all things, which is His body. The fullness of Him that filleth all things.
Grab that one.
It's a whole lot. Raise us up together. I like that part, don't y'all?
Amen.
I like David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us. I like the us, don't y'all?
Yeah, I do.
I come here for y'all, not the building. Wish I could come more. Raise us up. And made us sit in together in heavenly places. For by grace are you saved through faith, and this not of yourself, it is a gift of God.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you, and I thank you for your kind attention. I know the day's been long. I love you. I hope you have a restful night's sleep. God bless
your heart. Good night. That was good. Appreciate that, dear brother. God bless you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Brother Terry, 228. Such a wonderful message. All the messages tonight, the truth.